about milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie?
It's called, I know what it is, but it's called meringue.
Okay. And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a...
Niblin.
Huh?
Niblin.
Okay. And you say, this morning I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
Ate breakfast at 7.
Okay. And yesterday at that time I had already...
Eaten.
Okay. And tomorrow I will...
Eat.
Okay. Breakfast.
Milk.
Okay. Or...
Coffee.
Okay. And how do you make coffee?
You perk it.
Okay. And if you're real thirsty, you might pour yourself a...
Glass of milk.
Or...
Orange juice.
And something else.
Water.
Okay. And you say the glass fell off the sink and...
Broke.
And you say, somebody has what that glass?
Broke it.
Okay. And you might say, I didn't mean to...
Break it.
Okay. And... If I ask you how much did you drink, you might say, I...
Drank a quart.
Okay. And then you might ask me, how much have you...
How much have you drank?
Okay. And you say, we sure, we certainly do, what, a lot of
light
water?
Light milk. Drank a lot of water.
Okay. And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around waiting to begin, you might tell them, dumb.
Sit down.
Okay. And you say, so then he, what, down?
Sat down.
Okay. And nobody was standing because they had all, what, down? They had all...
They'd all sat down.
Okay. And if you wanted, say there were some potatoes on the table, and you wanted someone not to just wait until the potatoes were passed to them, you might tell the person, well, just go ahead and...
Help your chef.
Okay. Okay, so you say, he went ahead and...
And helped his chef.
Okay.
Or take it out. I had a lot of guys tell me to... Used to eat with them and just get in their home and say, take out.
Okay. And you say, I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already...
Had potatoes.
Or since he had already what himself?
Helped himself.
Okay. And if you decide not to eat something, you might say, no thank you, I don't
want any.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
Held over. Okay, this food is held over.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew.
Okay. And what do you call peas and beets and things?
You call them vegetables.
Okay. And what if you grow them homegrown in your own garden?
What do we grow in it?
Yeah, I mean, would you call it anything special if they were grown in your garden?
No, I didn't necessarily say we grow these in our own garden.
Okay. And this is something made out of corn that's ground up.
Meal.
Okay, but something that you serve for breakfast, maybe it's white and...
Corn is cornbread?
No. I'm thinking it's a particularly southern food.
Oh, it would be called... I have it when I go down the south. Called mush, but it's called grits.
Okay. You don't have that around here?
No.
Huh.
You can get it when you... When I go to Nashville, we stole that. Well, family and I order that special.
Yeah.
I like it. We all do.
They serve it at Holiday Inn in Cookville.
Oh, they... We go to Mississippi and we have it three times a day. They like it.
Yeah. Okay, this is something... grits are ground up corn. Okay, if this hadn't been... If the corn hadn't been ground up, but it's been... You leach the outside cover off.
Probably.
Okay. And this is a starch that's made from a grain. You raise it down in Louisiana or Arkansas. And Oriental people eat this a lot.
What kind of grain they grow down there?
Yeah.